Okay, really looking forward to spending time with my friend David Oates, who has been at this amazing subject, created the whole thing really for I don't know how many years now. David John Oates is in Australia. Reverse speech is the topic. We're going to hear some phenomenal things this hour. And if you go to reversespeech.com, I don't know how many examples David has up there now of reverse speech, how it works, but you can spend hours and hours, probably 8,000, I'll bet, by now. At any rate, let's say hello to David, and it's great to have you back on the program, friend. It's been too long.
Yes, it has been too long, Jeff. The trouble is, I've been so caught up with all my private consulting work, I just haven't had time to get to the radio. So it's a problem of success, not the opposite. But anyway, it's good to be on and good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Are you on Skype?
Yes. You don't want Skype?
Oh, it's horrible. It is.
All right. Okay.
No, this is going to ruin everything. Sky, just...
Okay, well, call me back on the other number.
We'll do it right away.
Sorry.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, all right. The other number. Okay.
Yeah, I gave it. Okay, see, how many times have you heard Jeff tell you that Skype is not acceptable for broadcast media because it's not reliable? Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's okay. And then you got that. We couldn't do a program like that and hear reverse speech. Not a chance. So, I mean, I suppose I won't have it. I don't have it. I guess it's great for just folks talking and doing videos and so forth. I think there's another one or two similar kinds of programs out there. But with its faults now, I'm sure in a few years they'll have it perfected and it'll be just about perfect. But it's not good. It's not reliable enough for what we want. And when we play reversals, David plays them off his laptop, actually. You want to be able to hear perfectly clearly. That's the fun of it. So he says his consulting work is booming. That's interesting. You can imagine going to a regular psychologist and then going to David John Oates, who records your forward speech and plays it back and analyzes it. And tells you exactly what your real truth is, because you do speak your real truth from your subconscious in reverse. Hence, reverse speech. And if you don't believe me, just go to reversespeech.com and prepare to spend some time listening to some of the amazing reversals. Things that people really say in reverse. Because the subconscious or superconscious mind uses the forward sounds of the words I'm saying right now to speak in reverse, and the other mind, the listening, will hear it, and it can decode that without any trouble at all. So what I'm saying right now forward, I'm saying probably the same thing in reverse, although if I were to lie about something in reverse, it would expose me, because in reverse, I would tell my real truth. That's how it works, and that's why David's private counseling sessions are so incredibly popular now. Because he can get right to the real truth of what people are all about. He also has a home study course, if you'd like to do this, and it is fascinating. I've had people do this, and they'll go to, I'll spend some time with friends, and they'll record them, and they'll reverse them. And if you have an ear for it, you can play your friends forward and then reverse speech and hear them telling their truth, which often doesn't mesh with their forward speech. And that's not a real popular party game, I can assure you, because no one wants to be exposed and unmasked like that. David, are you back? All right, not yet. We're working on it. I'm sure I sent both numbers. Let me double check real quick just to be sure. Okay, not there, and not there. All right, well, we should be trying to get hold of him. Hopefully, we'll get him. Let me look at my outgoing again one more time here real quick. I want to make sure you can hear this as clear as I can. And if you've ever looked into seeing David make a presentation and you hear these things in a room somewhere where he runs it through stereo speakers, it is 10 times more clear than it is on the radio. Take my word for that. I mean, it's spooky how clear it really is when you're in the room hearing it first generation, right off of something, like his laptop computer. All right, now I guess Brett's having trouble getting hold of him. Let me keep looking here for that other number. Yeah, it's not there. I'm not finding it. Nope. I'm going to go look one other place then. I'll keep doing that. Let me ask you again, if you do get a chance and you are interested in this, look into that home study course. David has designed it himself. It is extraordinary, and it'll knock your socks off because it works. And I'm not sure if he got it. He had some really good Sony handheld recorders, and I'm not sure if he was able to get any more of those or what he's using now. These are digital, and he was using tape, so we'll be able to find that out as well. Brett, if you're not able to get him, we're going to have to go back to Skype, although I don't know how successful that's going to be. So, I don't know. Okay. I just sent Brett, that's what I'm doing here in the background, sent him the number again, the second number. So, what we have to do is tell people never to use Skype. Just, it's not acceptable. Okay, let's go back and look at some other news now. Remember MERS? M-E-R-S, the offspring of SARS, so to speak, the novel beta coronavirus, MERS, and how the Saudis were hit with it, and then it kind of went away, and you didn't hear anything for days and days. Well, if you've looked at the headlines at Rents.com, you'll notice that there are 10 new MERS cases all of a sudden announced today. That's suspect in and of itself. These things are clearly because of Hajj coming up. The Saudis don't want to mess up their tourism, so they've been sitting on things. But 10 new MERS cases, 10 new cases of coronavirus, too much. Total now of 104 cases, and it's pushing a very high mortality rate. Let me go to the story here for you and find out, because we'll be talking to Henry Nyman about this very soon again. 10 new cases of the MERS coronavirus in Saudi Arabia have brought the global total to 104, including 49 dead. That's almost a 50% mortality rate. When you get a case fatality rate of 50%, you have a big problem, an enormous problem. And if this thing breaks loose, and it certainly could, you're going to have a catastrophe on this planet in an epidemiological sense that we have never had before. The Spanish flu of 1918 killed tens of millions of people. And you know what the mortality rate for that was? Not 50. Three. Only three. So, all right, we've got David back now. Are you there, David?
Yeah, I am, Jeff. Sorry about all of that.
Okay, now you sound good. No, Brett, never let anyone use Skype again. We've got to just put a stop to this. It's no good. Okay, now we can hear you clearly, sir. And
okay.
Yeah, I'm glad your private practice is going so well. I can't imagine anyone going to a traditional psychologist when reverse speech is around.
No, well, you're exactly right. And the results, again, are just absolutely stunning. Whole lives turned around. People say it's the best therapy they've ever embarked upon. So there you go. Good feedback.
Okay. All right. So what do you have by way of I've told the folks about reverse speech, what it is, and how many examples do you have on your site right now for people to listen to?
Oh, there's well over 8,000, probably close on 10.
10,000.
I uploaded a whole bunch of new reversals this week on the Princess Di and Edward Snowden and Barack Obama. Talking about Syria, they went up this morning, the Syrian reversals. We'll look at some of those on the show today. And what I thought I'd do in the Martin Luther King's 50th anniversary, I just thought I'd play I Have a Dream speech. I thought I might open up with just one reversal on that speech, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so here we have Martin Luther King in his famous I Have a Dream speech.
To speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
Are those levels okay, Jeff?
Got it loud and clear.
All right. Backwards, he says, the Lord, he does believe.
The Lord, he does believe. The Lord, he does believe.
There you go. So nice congruent reversal. You know, the Lord believes in us, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that works. See, but he was telling or speaking words of truth forward, and his reversal was also truthful. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, let's look at a couple of on Edward Snowden here. The well-known whistleblower and NSA, and so here he is forward.
So long as the public gets to make their own decisions about how that's applied.
And here he says, "I'm just American. I think it's I am just American.
I am just American.
I am just American. I am just American."
And that would just interesting. That would seem to validate his claim that, you know, he's done this out of his patriotic duty. And he's saying, "I'm just an American. I'm doing what I thought I should do."
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here we have him again.
Suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
And here he says, walk all around the media.
Walk all around the media.
Walk all around the media.
And once more.
Walk all around the media.
Now notice every syllable is there. Every syllable is there. It's not, well, it sounds kind of like, no, it's exact. So play the forward again, please, and reverse that one, David. That was terrific.
Okay. So here's the forward.
Suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
Here it is. Walk all around the media.
Walk all around the media.
Nice and clear.
Walk all around the media.
And again.
What's he saying? What's his truth about that? What's he saying?
Oh, well, I think he's looking for media attention. You know, he's going to all the media channels, getting media. So, you know, whether that's good or bad is I don't really know. But that's what he's doing. He's just an American. He's patriotic, and he's getting media for his cause.
Is it, when he says walk all around the media, is that saying ignore the mainstream media and do your own thinking?
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't see it in that light. Well, it could be that way, yeah. Walk all around the media. Huh. Yeah, interpretation is a very interesting, tricky skill with reverse speech. You're absolutely right. It could be interpreted that way, too. Anyway, we'll let you all make up your own mind on that. I thought we'd quickly go to Princess Di now, play a couple of reversals on her, and then look at Barack Obama. The reason why Princess Di's in the news now, the reason why I'm playing reversals on her, of course, is that a member of the British military, a retired British military, has come forth and claimed that it was a military hit on Princess Di, And Scotland Yard, I believe, has opened up the investigation. Prince Charles has been questioned, and so there we go. So Princess Di is back in the news again. And these few reversals here, I'll play about three or four, are from her TV interview she gave where the letter was released, where she claimed Charles was going to murder her in a car accident. Here we have Lord.
Well, maybe I was the first person I've ever seen in the family who ever had a depression or was ever openly tearful. And obviously that was daunting because if you've never seen it before, how do you support it?
And backwards he says, and he's so angry.
Quick.
You hear that one?
I do.
Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, so. Sure.
And he's so angry, he's probably, obviously, well, would seem to be Prince Charles. Okay? And here we have one here.
I was at the end of my tether. I was desperate. I think I was so fed up with being seen as someone who was a basket case.
to hear, she says, our love is over, so upset.
Well, I don't hurt her either. So upset.
I don't hurt her either. So upset.
And once more.
I don't hurt her either. So upset.
So there we go.
Boy, so upset is very poignant.
You can hear the emotion in here, let's play it again. And also, too, I need to point out, I didn't find these reverses. This was found by a reverse beat investigator, Naomi Longson. And she spent many hours finding all of these. So thank you to Naomi.
Yeah, thanks. Very good. Yeah,
so here's this again. Our love is over. So upset.
Well, I don't hurt her either. So upset.
I don't hurt her either. So upset. I don't hurt her either. So upset.
Wow. That's amazing. The subconscious mind, in her case, not only is speaking her real truth, it's an observation of fact, but it's exhibiting pain.
Yeah, exactly right. Here we have another one. Here we go.
Rampant bulimia, if you can have rampant bulimia.
Here she simply says, Nirvana behind me.
Nirvana behind me.
Nirvana behind me.
Fairy tale lifestyle is over. Okay.
Wow. That's really something.
Yeah. These are good reversals. And here's the last one I'll play on Die. Then we'll look at a couple on McQueen. This reversal is one of those interesting reversals where you wonder about deja vu or looking into the future. So here she is forward.
And Diana's mentally imbalanced. And unfortunately, that seems to have stuck on and off over the years.
And here she says backwards, suicide, your chauffeur.
Suicide, your chauffeur.
Suicide, your chauffeur.
And again.
Suicide, your chauffeur.
Of course, there's the chauffeur, of course, had a lot of controversy around him with alcohol in his blood. And of course, the word suicide is interesting, but it seems to be eerily uncanny look into the future, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. And now we'll just play one on the Queen. And, here's the Queen with her little speech a few days after Di died.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And this simply says, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us. The fuss will serve us.
There it is.
The fuss will serve us.
That's a very cold sort of comment, you know, he's going to use the...
sociopathic.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yes, it's a very... It's a very cold-hearted comment. And interestingly enough, of course, I've got a lot of videos up on YouTube and the reverses on the Queen. One of the videos I've got on YouTube, and oh boy, do I get some hate comments from people who don't like what I found on the Queen. It's probably one of my most commented-on videos is the Queen's reverse. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn our attention to our illustrious leader, and we'll just get these reversals up. All right, we have a bit of interesting. Shall we go straight into Syria? Yeah, let's go straight into Syria.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got a couple of really interesting reversals on Syria. We'll play. One of them first, and then I'll play the two reversals, and then we'll talk about what they could mean. So here's the first one.
Do we have the coalition to make it work?
Okay, so do we have a coalition to make it work? And here he says, don't begin it.
Don't begin.
You hear that one?
Yeah, so what he's saying, His inner self knows this would be making a fatal step to launch an attack
exactly
in Syria.
Exactly correct. And interestingly enough, he says about the coalition, and we found this reversal a week ago, And, of course, the UK Parliament just voted to not back the war in Syria. So he doesn't have a coalition. So that reversal is also is eerily accurate. And I was just watching on Fox News last night, and the headlines were it has been stalled. The attack has been stalled. So, and you're going to see this with this next reversal. Here he is talking about Syria.
What I've also concluded is that direct military engagement involvement in a civil war in Syria would not help the situation on the ground.
And here he says there is no worse than an involvement.
There is no worse than an involvement. There is no worse than an involvement.
And again.
There is no worse than an involvement.
Do you hear that there?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Very interesting. He again,
very
folks, every syllable is there, friends. Every word, every letter, every syllable, it's all there. The cadence is funny because that's just the reverse process where the superconscious or subconscious mind is using the sounds made by forward speech to make words in reverse. So they're not exactly perfectly like a forward spoken oration, but it's there.
Right.
It's all there.
Yeah, it has a very melodic sing-song tone to it. It's
right.
Just, you know, it takes you a while to adjust your ears to that tone. But here we've got two reversals here. That the way I interpret them is Obama's got very serious reservations about going into Syria. And the plan's been stalled. I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to go in, you know. I don't want to put my neck on the line that much, but I can certainly say he's got serious reservations, if that makes sense. So,
oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so there we go.
All right, hold on a second, David.
Yep.
Got to do a break here. We'll come back. Another half an hour to go with David John Oates. More fascinating speech reversals with David as we continue. Okay, and talking to David John Oates about reverse speech, hearing some fascinating things already. Okay, David, go ahead.
Oops, sorry, my mic turned on. Okay, all right, so we'll continue with Obama on Syria. Here we have another one, talking about chemical weapons.
Countries break international norms on weapons like chemical weapons that could threaten us.
And here he says that no one will shine on it.
No one will family. No one will family.
There it is.
No one will family.
A little bit of interesting cadence on that one. But that's like the same thing as don't begin it. There is no worse than involvement. No one will shine on it. We're all going to lose. I think he's got his back up against the wall on this one. Then... we have, where's the other one? Here we go, we'll run this one.
I have called for Assad to leave, and...
here he says, I feel worse.
I feel worse.
What do you make of that?
Well, I just think he's having a really tough time with Syria.
He doesn't feel worse about Assad. I think he's saying, I feel worse about myself. Poor me. I'm in this mess.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's saying. Yes. Exactly what he's saying. Yes. Yeah. So he's having real wrestles with Syria. And, I mean, they just one reversal after another that's pointing to that, which is why we haven't gone in yet. And, we'll wait and see whether we go in or not. Yeah. But he's certainly having a lot of trouble with it. All right. So I think, here we have another one with Stu. Okay.
Syria has one of the largest stockpiles in the world of chemical weapons.
Yeah, we have a metaphor. I will make that whirlwind.
I will make that whirlwind. I will make that whirlwind. I will make that whirlwind.
Whirlwind is energy. And I think it's probably one reversal that shows he's thinking of taking action, a whirlwind, the force. I don't know. But I think the reversals overwhelmingly are pointing to him having reservations. All right, let's change topic. And here he is talking about Iraq.
To help Iraq seize the chance for a better future.
Here he says, we forever smashed it.
We forever smashed it.
We forever smashed it. We forever smashed it.
You hear that one there, Jeff?
Yep.
Yeah. I guess he's saying we've inflicted some serious damage on Iraq. And I don't know. What's the situation in Iraq? I haven't heard any news from there for ages.
Well, it's continuing to wallow in third world status, and the religious factions there, with certainly some help from outside sources, are blowing each other up with these horrible car bombs on a regular basis. Dozens and dozens killed. Just terrible. The country's finished. Just finished.
Yeah, well, then that reversal is very accurate then, isn't it?
Let's play it again.
Yep, all right. Here we have the board.
To help Iraq seize the chance for a better future.
And here it is in reverse.
Reach for that burp, smashed it.
Reach for that burp, smashed it. Reach for that burp, smashed it.
And there it is, all pretty clear.
And what did he say? What did he say again for our listeners?
We forever smashed it.
Play it again, will you?
Okay, you want to hear? Okay, here's the forward.
To help Iraq seize the chance for a better future.
Okay, so he's talking forward, quite positive, helping Iraq seize a chance for a better future, and we forever smashed it backwards.
We forever smashed it.
We forever smashed it.
And again.
We forever smashed it.
And that's what we call an incongruent reversal. He's speaking positively forward, but negatively backward. Okay?
Got it. Well, that's pretty damn telling.
Yep, certainly is. Here we have another reversal. All these ones, by the way, are from those clips that you sent me, which we analyzed them all and pulled them all out of those clips you got.
Very good.
Yeah. So here is Obama talking about President George Bush. And so here's the forward.
This afternoon I spoke to former President George W. Bush.
It says in reverse, as I promote the corpse.
As I promote the corpse. As I promote the corpse.
And again.
As I promote the corpse.
So he's abusing George Bush backwards. He's just a corpse. He's the dead president. He's not around anymore.
Yeah, wow.
So,
wow.
So I'll play that again. Here's the forward.
This afternoon I spoke to former President George W. Bush.
Here's the verse. As I promote the corpse.
As I promote the corpse.
Too funny, because that's exactly what he was doing. He was promoting an ex-president, but a dead political entity, a corpse. That's funny.
That's exactly right. Yeah, very, very strange reversal. Not strange reversal. Very funny reversal is a better way to explain it. All right. What else have we got on here? Okay. All right. I'm not too sure what this one's related to. I'll play it. I think I've opened it up.
This escalation of troop levels.
Escalation of troop levels. I don't know what he's talking about. So the reversal doesn't make much sense, really. It just says, Bushman shall excise it.
Bushman shall excise it. Bushman shall excise it. Bushman shall excise it.
It implies some sort of confrontation, you know, with the rebel troops or something, but unfortunately I don't know what the...
Well, Bushmen are African in origin, sub-Saharan African, the Bushmen from the bush. What's he talking about? Mercenaries being brought in from Africa?
I think so.
Calling them Bushmen?
Yeah, let me... just a quick... I don't know what he's talking about for. Do you know? I'm just...
We had a break here. We'll do it right after the break, yeah. David. Hold on.
Okay, all right. I'll find out between that then.
Okay.
Found out the clip is an old clip, and it comes from Iraq when the troops went into Iraq. So that's where the clip is from.
This escalation of troop levels.
And so the Bushmen shall excise it.
Bushmen shall excise it. Bushmen shall excise it.
Well, that means he's talking about President Bush. He's talking about President Bush.
Right, talking about President Bush. Yeah, Bush's men. Shall excise it or move.
Got it. Very good. Okay. Yeah. So the time frame answered the question. I got it.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know the time frame on that one. So, okay. Here we have a bizarre reversal. I didn't play it, but it's very clear. So we'll play it and see if we can work out what it means. Occasionally you get rather bizarre sounding reversals, as I'm sure you know. Here we go.
Billions of young people want to move beyond the shackles of poverty and conflict.
And the reversal says, this will cash an eye boom.
This will cash an eye boom. This will cash an eye boom.
And again.
This will cash an eye boom.
Okay, so the this will cash is easy. He believes that people will be able to move beyond the confines of poverty. An eye boom, that means he self implodes, or he's going to be lifted up and praised because of this. So it's a bit of bizarre reversal. You do get bizarre ones sometimes. They're a little bit difficult to interpret. So let's play the forwards again.
Billions of young people want to move beyond the shackles of poverty and conflict.
And here's a reversal. This will cash an eye boom.
This will cash an eye boom. This will cash an eye boom.
And again.
This will cash an eye boom.
What do you think? What do you think he's saying there, David?
Oh, well, I think he's saying that we will move beyond the shackles of poverty. We will get the cash, but I'm going to self implode.
Yeah, but what did the reversal say exactly again? Clear to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. This will cash, C-A-S-H, and I boom.
Cash or what?
Cash. This will cash,
yeah.
C-A-S-H,
yeah.
And I boom, B-O-O-M. Or self implode.
And I go boom. I boom. This will cash and I boom.
Yeah, that's what it says. Like I said, a bit of a bizarre one. I'll play it again.
This will cash and I boom. This will cash and I boom. This will cash and I boom.
Bit of a bizarre one.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe I shouldn't have played it. I should have.
That's all right.
That one.
It's there,
that
but
one
it's
on
odd.
The website.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's there, but it's odd.
It's odd. All right, here we have another one. He's talking about line-by-line vetoes, I think.
Look, and I want to go through the federal budget line-by-line.
I want to go through the federal budget line-by-line and with a bullet.
There's no bullet. There's no bullet. There's no bullet.
No, go through it with a bullet, you know, bullet point. Tick off the points one by one by one. So it's a nice, congruent reversal there. All right. Someone just messaged me about the boom reversal and is saying it's drone strikes and missile strikes that will make cash. Is a interesting interpretation.
Yeah, possible.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that comment. So, all right. Let's see what else we've got on Obama. You know what? I think the other ones I won't play because they're. Look, this one is borderline. Here we go. We'll play it.
And our efforts to prevent a second depression have added another $1 trillion to our national debt. That, too, is a fact.
And here he says, shadows still on the oath.
Shadows still on the oath, no.
And here we go again.
Shadows still on the oath.
And once more.
Shadows still on the oath.
Actually, that was quite clear at the slowest, but he'll play it again.
Shadows still on the oath.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his oath, I believe he's talking about.
Yeah, it must be.
So he's not fulfilling his oath.
Oh, he never has.
Yep. And there's shadows or dark spots on his oath. Yeah, that was a little bit clearer than I thought it was. Okay, look, here we have another interesting reversal about the weather that comes up periodically about weather control. I've been finding this for years in reverse. And I might play a couple other ones about it after I play this one. So here's the forward.
The Assad regime used chemical weapons on his own people. But that would change some of our calculations.
And here he says, smash the weather.
Smash the weather. Smash the weather. Smash the weather.
See, I don't know. I mean, is America involved in weather control? I mean,
is it ever? Oh, big time.
All right, okay. Well, let me see if I can quickly pull up some other reversals I've got about that. And, I've got some more reversals that hint at that. And, okay, so here we go. Here we have Obama.
For the country we want and the future that we share.
This one says, weathers we finance now.
Weathers we finance now.
Weather speech for me. Now. Weather speech for me. Now.
And here we have former Defense Secretary Bill Cohen.
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
It says, plan evil weather.
Plan evil weather.
Plan evil weather.
And again.
Family.
And I've got a couple other more of them too, and I can't put my fingers on them quite at the top of my head, but I found consistent references over the last 15 or 20 years of weather modification experiment, and maybe he'll do something like that in Syria. I don't know. We'll watch the weather and see what happens.
Okay.
All right. So, we've had a few interesting reversals on Obama.
Oh, lots of them, yeah.
Tonight. So they're all the current ones I've got. I'll pull out a couple of old ones now. But actually, before I do, I want to go back and really play the two most significant reversals, I think. That's the Don't Begin It, talking about Syria. Here we go.
Do we have the coalition to make it work?
Don't begin it.
Go begin.
And here's the next one.
What I've also concluded is that direct military engagement, involvement in the civil war in Syria, would not help the situation on the ground.
Henry says, and there is no worse than an involvement.
There is no worse than an involvement. There is no worse than an involvement. There is no worse than an involvement.
So they're the two significant reversals on Obama, okay? So, so what's the news, folks? And see what happens. He's either going to go in this weekend or not at all, I reckon. I don't know. You've been following it closely, Jeff?
Yeah, it would seem he's going to have to go at, solo with Netanyahu and the Israeli Zionist warmongers right behind him with a knife behind him or something.
Yeah.
Or he's going to have to stand down, which will be a loss of prestige. Now, the real wild card in this remains Russia. They apparently are increasing their military presence with a new missile ship, which could easily take out American ships. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we are not being told about.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I saw in the news this morning Russia was called for a political solution. Anyway, that was
well, that's standard diplomatic fare, but they're preparing, obviously, for a military kind of solution. They're by sending in ships. They're fully armed and ready to do combat.
Right. We will see what happens, won't we?
Yeah, not much longer. I'm this will be interesting. All the warmongering and he doesn't do anything. People have short memories anyhow, even if it doesn't happen, but it would be encouraging to think that the Russians behind the scenes told him, do it and you're going to lose your ships. And they could do that. That would be kind of fun.
Wow. Interesting stuff. All right, I got a couple of little announcements to make in the short amount of time we've got left. We're coming out with an app for iPhone and iPad, Jeff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that should be ready in a couple of weeks.
All right, well, what will the app do?
The free version will be like one of the old-style reverse machines. It'll play forwards and backwards, the touch of a button, and it'll slow down and speed up. Okay, so you can open files and then save your files, and then the paid version, you'll be able to share the file with friends and got more advanced.
So you can record and reverse and store files, send files.
Yes.
How interesting.
Free of charge.
Remember the old days I felt like I was almost involved with it. You were trying to develop, hard-coded software to put into a computer. Now you can do it on an iPhone. Wow.
You're doing a little iPhone, yeah. So watch our website. It'll be advertised on the website when the app is released. Reverse speech, welcome to the 21st century.
Good job, David. Really good. All right. Well, listen, thank you. And don't
make it
so long next time. I'm here, huh?
Okay. I'll make sure I come on the show regularly.
Okay. Say hi to the girls for me.
Yep, sure will.
Okay.
Thanks,
good night.
Okay.
David John Oates and the amazing world of reverse speech. Wow. All right, it's been one heck of a week, and we're going to do tomorrow night some time with Bill Puckett and hear from a lot of interesting eyewitnesses to those strange flying things in the skies above. That'll be fun. I always enjoy talking to folks and hearing the emotion and the... Yeah, a lot of them are stunned in their voices. Okay, I'll be right back with you in 21 hours. Take care. Glad you were here tonight. Have a good night's sleep.